This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back. I'm back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always love it when you join me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and getting involved in the current. Look, I head up to, ready? Yeah, I know what you thought I was going to say. Go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Liddell, it'll give you a big break. Hey, listen, not only will it give you a big break, a big discount if you use promo code Joe on your way out, that's promo code Joe, but you're keeping a guy that works hard for us, right, tries to make sure that we've got money coming in, tries to make sure that the conservative message gets out no matter where he's at and what he's doing, so we need to help him as well. He keeps the plants open, he keeps Americans working, and he's bringing in American product. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're looking for a pillow, pillowcase, mattresses, sheets, the whole, I'm not mattress, mattress covers, and sheets and so on, check it out first. Now, I got his slippers. Well, not his slippers, but I got slippers from his company. I love them. I think they're great. So, you know, check them out. Everything comes guaranteed, so it's not like you're stuck. But really, seriously, so head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, check it out. Do some window shopping if you're not totally with it. Right, and then buy. Simply buy. You gotta buy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So you know the left always loves they love to do this whole doxing thing. This is their thing. You know what I'm saying? And it turns out, and many of you guys already know this. You're a heck of a lot smarter than I am. You keep up on this stuff, unlike myself. And it turns out that, you know, the Washington Post journalist, well, I don't want to call her a journalist. The Washington Post reporter, commentator, whatever you decide, it's fine by me. Right? She was a victim herself of it and really had a problem with it. She really felt afraid. She really didn't know what to do. Her name is Taylor Lorenz, and she doxes libs of TikTok days after decrying, you know, the online harassment of women. Right? I mean, she talks about how it's so terrible to dox women. And then what does she do? Right? She's the perpetrator. She's the one who's done that. She's been caught doing this a boatload of times. And all of a sudden, we're supposed to feel bad for her? Take a listen. This is classic.
You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying. I'm so sorry.
You know why I'm making fun of her? Listen to what she's saying.
It's like any bit of information you put out there, the most worst people on the air. Well, your people are the most worst people, Taylor. Yours are. Yours are the ones that show up at people's homes. Yours are the ones that pound people in the face. Yours are the ones that go after people's kids. And don't say the most little piece of information. You're giving out addresses, where their kids go to school, where they work. Don't come off as holier than thou. Look at me. Look at the problems I have. That's just so. It is so. Such a sign of mental illness. That's right. I'm going to say it. It is such a sign of mental illness. Here, take a listen again.
You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you.
Oh, that was good. Come on, come on.
Information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life.
All right. So there you go. Perfect. But you put that information out on other people. Do you ever think about that? That those morons that follow you will use that to destroy somebody else's life? No, she doesn't care about that. It's all about her. It's all about how she feels. All about what she feels like there's a problem or an issue. My God, these people, they're so self-unaware.
And it's so isolating.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying.
So it's terrifying, horrifying, isolating. But we should still do it to those we believe should have it done to us. So as long as they're the judge, jury, and executioner. So like I've always said on the show, if it's an idea between their ears, if they believe it to be truth, if they believe it to be right, then it is. It is gospel truth for them. And you don't dare question them. But when it comes to the other side, oh, gloves are off. And maybe either she's a great actress or really hurts her heart that this has happened. And maybe, just maybe, she can think about how some of these other people feel that she's done the same thing to.
I'm so sorry.
It's
overwhelming. It's really hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. What about those people you doxed? What are those people you hurt? What are those people that you made afraid? Do you even care about them? I don't think you do. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head on over to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can do a lot. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
Come on, I got caught up in the music. What do you want from me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your patience. I really do appreciate it. And thanks again. When we have these stories, we have all this stuff going on around us. It's so hard to figure out which one I want to do. There's so many stories. But, you know, when you come up with things like this, like we're just talking about, you know, that journalist who cried about online harassment. She was just in tears. She was heartbroken about how they come after her. I don't know, you've heard me play these pieces here from a group of, you know, I don't have a, what's it called, TikTok account. I don't want one. I don't have one. After I see what's on it, I don't even know if my brain can handle it. Seriously? But there's a group called, I guess it's I don't even know if it's a page or a group. That's how familiar I am. It's called the Libs of TikTok. Now, the person who put it together, this Libs of TikTok, they did it, and all they do, for all intents and purposes, all they do is repost stuff that's already posted on TikTok. So why is this an issue? Right, again, it's not like they're looking to get you in trouble. It's not like they're looking to hurt you. But it's there. And you're just showing people truly what the other side thinks, what they're all about. This is a, they hate when you do to them what they do to you. Right? Come on, be honest about it. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to push back. They don't know how to fight back. Well, fight back properly, I should say. I mean, I'm sure that the stuff that they would love to do. You know, and you've heard some of the insanely crazy videos that I've played from some of these people. Let me see if I can find one of these, because I think you guys will enjoy it. I mean, I'm amazed that some of you parents, for instance. Here's one. Listen to this one. Maybe.
I need to advocate for how difficult it is to use gender-neutral pronouns. Nobody said that the gender binary was f***ing easy. These are not my preferred pronouns. These are my pronouns. You will use them, or you will not refer to me. At all. If you misgender me by mistake, fix it and move on. I don't need your elaborate apology. I don't care how many times you say sorry. Just don't do it again. Moreover, if someone else misgenders me, it is never your job to tell them that it's okay, because it isn't. I get it. The discussion of the gender spectrum confuses you, and that's fine. But if you don't know anything about it, don't f***ing speak on it.
Now listen, that's just one. Okay, this is these people. Yeah, you heard me, these people. These people have already put this up there. These people have already decided it's okay for you to see this. Or they wouldn't have put them on TikTok, would they? Or would they? Well, maybe if they're mentally ill, they might. I don't know. But I do find this so interesting. Because, again, it goes back to they don't want you telling anybody or promoting any of their stuff, but they want to put it up there. They want the views. They want the, their views and not hits. They want it on there. They want people to see what it is they're talking about. Except if you do it, they get mad at you because apparently, ready for this one? This is the funny part. You make them look like fools. They don't make themselves look like, you make them look like fools. I'm sorry. I did. And again, if you're insulted, not insulted, but if this bothers you, if you think I'm so wrong, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know. Here, let's enjoy another one together, okay?
There are non-binary people. There are trans men who lactate. There are those who go by he, him, different pronouns. It's just inclusive to everybody. It is not hurting cis women to say chest feeding, but it does hurt those who go by other pronouns to continue to say breastfeeding, especially if they have body dysmorphia.
It's a breast. And milk is coming out of one of the breasts. The baby is feeding off the milk, which is the way Mother Nature intended it. So if you're offended or you're hurt by that, maybe you need to go seek care. Because you are so in the minority when it comes to that particular situation. So we're worried about hurting the few who don't have the parts and pieces to do it to begin with, and yet we're not worried about the people that actually were born that way. You see how she blew that off? Yeah, it doesn't bother the cisgen women. Well, of course not, because that's what their body was made for. And they're good with it. Just amazing.
QPO sexual people may decide to have a sexual relationship despite not feeling sexual attraction while others don't. Both are completely valid and communication is key.
I didn't get any of that. No, seriously. They go through this, sometimes they go through this so fast you can't keep up with it. But it's because it doesn't make any sense. Take a listen.
What are your preferred pronouns?
They, them.
Oh, I've never heard those before. What are they?
They're what's known as neopronouns.
What are neopronouns?
They're basically your own custom pronouns. When no other pronouns seem to fit, you come up with your own pronouns. Anything.
And this is why I say, you make it up as you go. But you, I'm going to do it to you. You parents allowed this to happen. You raised these kids. You allowed these kids to believe that they're, as my mom used to say, their crap don't stink. Well, it does. And not everything they do is right. And not everything they think is real. And by the way, if you just joined me, I'm talking about the Washington Post reporter who complained about being doxxed. Okay, because she got in trouble with some people, and then she doxed the person who put together these videos that were already on TikTok. All they did was do a collage of these things. And she is horrified that anybody would do this to her. Because then it causes people to hunt you down and come find you. And we'll deal more with her in a second. I just want you to see what she's promoting or what she's upset about. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
If you request an Uber or Lyft, you won't need your mask.
reporter Lance Pry explains.
A federal judge in Florida on Monday removed the government's mask mandate, saying it was an overreach. Public transportation riders will no longer be forced to wear masks while traveling. Not to be outdone, the mask mandate at Uber and Lyft ride-sharing dropped their mask requirements for U.S. passengers and drivers on Tuesday.
A Michigan judge has denied the motion to reduce bond for James and Jennifer Crumley. The parents of the suspected Oxford High School shooter will remain in jail on a $500,000 bond each. Prosecutors are accusing the Crumleys of neglecting their son and ignoring warning signs of his disturbing behavior. Their son, who turns 16 next week, has been charged as an adult with 24 crimes, including murder. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Jump to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Truly be part of the solution. And you know what I mean by that. I mean, you got to get informed. Get out there. Make a change. Do something different. You know, don't do the same thing all the time. I'm not going to use the word, but, you know, expecting a different outcome. We may have to change things. You know, look at yourself, look around you, and if you're out there, let's say you're in an area that allows recall, like Los Angeles, right? Right now they're trying to recall Gascon, George Gascon. And good for him. It'd be good for them. But you can say it, you can pound the table, you want to do all this stuff, but until you get off your butt, off the couch, and actually get out there and help get the signatures you need, help make things happen, you know, got to tell you, I mean, are you really worth it? Do you really mean it? Do you really want the change? Seriously, got to ask. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Love having you listen and comment. Can't read all the comments. Somebody get upset when I don't read the comments, but I can't read them all. Doesn't work that way. Do the best I can. All right. Back to these TikTokers. And it all this whole thing for me started off with the Washington Post. She doesn't even call herself a journalist. We'll call herself a commentator, writer, whatever. Washington Post, and she is complaining about, you know, people doxing her. Right? People, you know, coming after her, verbally or whatever. And she can't handle it. She breaks down and starts crying as she talks about these people on the internet, the deepest, darkest, nastiest people. Well, she must be talking about her own. Because when you look at the vast majority of the comments made, They come from the left. They come from the hateful left. And you can do it. You can say what you want to try to get out of it or away from it. But it's real. So anyway, I'm playing these vids of this TikTok group that this mom called out. And again, I'm not familiar with TikTok enough to know whether this is a page or just a person. But she created a Libs TikTok. And it shows you all those videos that these people put up there. I'll explain more in a minute, but listen to this. And tell me that you really think this makes sense.
As neopronouns. What are neopronouns? They're basically your own custom pronouns. When no other pronouns seem to fit, you come up with your own pronouns. Anything can really be a pronoun. Oh, how do I use them? It depends on the person and their pronouns. They
and the time of day and day of the week.
Them follows a similar spelling to they and them, and even similar grammar rules like there and there. So they, them, themselves, theirs, things like that. Oh, okay. And there are other neopronouns you said? Well, yeah, because they're customizable. Anything can be a pronoun, really. Oh, I didn't realize.
Did you hear that? They're customizable. I can change them as I go. Anything can be a pronoun. I'm like, come on, are you serious? I mean, you can be called whatever you want to be called. You can be any sex you want to be. You can change it as you go.
Is that you can customize your own pronouns? That's pretty cool. Thank you.
I don't even know what to do with that.
Anyway, hi, I'm Jax, and I just came up with new neopronouns that combine he, him, she, her, and they, them. Okay?
Right, no. These are those neopronouns, because this person, I can't tell. Right? And they've named themselves Dex, so now you really can't tell. And they've decided that they're going to put words together, make it up as they go. Take a listen. I'm telling you, even if you drink a lot, you won't be able to make sense out of any of this.
So hear me out. They, them, theirs, okay? They, them, their, whatever you want to consider it, right? Let's take the first one, the, okay? This combines she, he, and they, right? They. That's what they said, you know? That's what they said. Next, we got them, right? Okay, so them, we got, that's just combining them and him. Them. You know? I went to a movie with them the other night. Last one, theirs. Okay? It's just like theirs, but like also like hers. Theirs. That jacket's theirs. Yes, this just sounds like they, them pronouns, but with the new ultra-scientific method, we have them so they've combined he and she as well. Everybody gets you a these and theirs today, yeah?
Anybody else's head swimming? I'm sorry to put you through this. Well, actually, no, I'm not, because I had to go through it too. All right, last one, I promise. I can't do another one of these.
Here's on how you can be a better intersex ally. When it comes to inclusive language, oftentimes people tend to use phrases like people with penises or people with vaginas rather than saying male and female or men and women. While this can absolutely be inclusive for trans people, unfortunately it's not always the most inclusive language for intersex people. My advice is to use language...
Wait a minute. So, intersex people don't have vaginas or penises? Is that what she's saying? I mean, she's already taking the left-hand turn here. Either they have them or they don't. You have to.
Language that focuses on function and not just form. That means focusing on the...
We want to focus on function, not form. So now we focus on what they use them for as opposed to what they look like. Got it. Man, I'm getting such an education, aren't you?
The actual function that you're talking about, such as people who can get pregnant, people who can get other people pregnant, people who are at risk of testicular cancer, and so on and so forth. This is much more inclusive because there are intersex people who are born with a vagina but don't have a uterus or ovaries or an ability to menstruate. This is because some people that are born with a penis don't have testes. So it's much more inclusive to say what you...
Listen to what she's saying. We have to make an exception for every single human being with every single condition that they have. Because little Johnny, little Susie, little whoever has to feel included. We don't want them to feel bad. Let that sink in for a minute. You parents did that to these kids. You made them feel that if they weren't included, if it didn't happen to them, if they couldn't be part of or identify with, then it was unfair. No, you got to put up with stuff. Look, I told you guys a million times, I'm pretty much totally blind to one eye. Boy, I'm excluded from a whole bunch of stuff. Does that mean that now when I go someplace, if it requires sight from both eyes, well, I'm excluded? Shouldn't we stop it? Really, shouldn't we make it stop? Because I feel bad. I feel excluded. It's not inclusive enough for guys like me. And there's a lot of one-eyed people in the world. What about us? Or does it just have to do with sexual organs? Is that it?
Actually mean than it is to use language that works around that.
Okay, I promise you that was the last one. And I will make it the last one. But, I mean, seriously. Now, the Washington Post decided, and they were okay with all this, to expose the woman who put this little group together that simply pulls together these TikTok videos, the short videos, and those were a group of short ones, right, to show what was being put out there. They're called the Libs of TikTok. And they're all proud of themselves over there at the Washington Post for doxing her, for exposing the woman. Well, exposing her for what? No, really, that's the question. Exposing her for what? Now, this woman who complained that they'll come find you, right? They'll do things that are quite right. Well, guess what she's doing? She went to these people's homes. Yeah, that's right. This video of her, a picture of her, going to these people's homes. And, well, lack of a better term, harassing them. Can you come up with a better term? Seriously? So I'm seriously looking at this and go, look, they, again, I always say it to you guys, they are so self-unaware. Got more coming up after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
This just in. Joey Biden backs Feinstein as fit for office, despite colleagues saying that she might be facing a mental decline. Joey B. says, hey, she's as good as I am, and she who? I mean, really, the two of them together. Can you imagine the converse, those two in a room together, trying to have a serious conversation? Anybody? You have to admit that it would be quite funny. At least I think it would be. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air here. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. All right. I want to get back to this. I know. I've been beating it up almost an hour now, but I don't care. I want you guys to know this. I want you guys to be able to speak to this. I want you guys to be able to talk to your friends and say, look, how do you explain this? The hypocrisy behind this. Right? So you feel like any little piece of information that gets out there on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And yet, what did she do? She went out to these people's homes. That didn't seem to bother her at all. Let me play that for you one more time. And you know this is not going to work the first time, right? Of course not. Knew that was going to happen. Okay.
I've had to remove every single social tie. I had severe PTSD from this. I contemplated suicide. It got really bad. You feel like any little piece of information...
Okay, look, I'm sorry that she got PTSD from this. All right? But I got to ask, did she care about the people that she was doxing? Did she care about the damage it was doing to them? Or am I not allowed to ask that question? Really, in all sincerity and seriousness, why is it okay for her to sit there and whine and cry over how she felt, but nobody else matters? Really?
Every single social tie, I had severe PTSD from this. I contemplated suicide. It got really bad. You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying.
I'm sorry. I can't handle any more of this because she's a hypocrite. She does it to other people. She puts it out there for other people. This is exactly what they do. And then when you turn the tables on them, all of a sudden it's unfair. Right? She literally showed up at the homes of family members of someone who only posts videos of liberals. Right? But these liberals were posting the videos of themselves. All this person was doing was reposting them. Explain to me how that's a problem. Right? Seriously, it's just amazing. Now, somebody hit her up and said, look, online harassment is terrible. It should never be tolerated unless it comes from my enemies, in which case it's fine. And she's saying, that's what you're saying. Right? And it is what she's saying. It is what she's putting out there. And again, they have video of her going to these people's homes. So, all that to say, you know what? When they start calling you out, you don't feel bad about it. You don't care. And the reason you don't care is because they don't. Don't mean what they're saying. So don't be afraid to really back them up to the wall. Back them into the corner. Make them defend their position. Right? Biden had another, I shouldn't say him. He made his team crazy. They had another about face that they had to deal with. I love it. I think it's hilarious, frankly. Biden says it's up to the travelers if they want to wear masks on planes. But then his White House came out shortly after that. And in essence said, yeah, well, Joey B was on his own again, which was a bad thing. Right? And, you know, the White House wanted to extend the federal mandate of wearing masks. So now that a federal judge has said, hey, no way, no how, it's being challenged. The White House is actually going to challenge this. You know, and the funny thing about it is that the judge did not can this based on some arbitrary information. She canned it based on the CDC overstepping their authority, their power. And I've been through that, you know, I already talked to you guys about that. It's so true. So now we're going to spend more money on this. When you saw, I hope they keep fighting it. I really do, guys, because this it really shows where they're coming from, shows where their mind is at. They don't want you to have your own rights to do certain things. They don't want you to be... Look, how's this? You know, if you want to wear a mask, why don't we put up a wall in the plane somewhere? You can go in the back, you can wear your mask. We'll do what they did in the old days, right? Come on, some of you guys, you remember this. They had a smoking... on a plane, mind you. They had a smoking section, non-smoking section. How's that? We'll have a mask section and a non-mask section. Then we'll have a mask section for those that are... inoculated, and a mask section for those who aren't. Then we'll have you see how ridiculous this is going to get? Seriously? 58% say it's too easy, of Americans say it's too easy for illegal immigrations or illegals to enter the country. Right? And it's not getting any better. On April 19th, a poll that was taken showed that 58% of voters say that it is too easy for illegal immigrants to enter the country. A Scott Rasmussen national survey found that 14% believe it's too hard for illegal immigrants to enter the U.S. At least the ones in the middle were able to say, you know, I don't have enough information to know. Now, the survey was of 1,200 registered voters. It was conducted online by Scott Rasmussen on first week of April. The field work for the survey was conducted by RMG Research. And it's important to know some of these things. If it was the DNC, you'd have to ask, well, I didn't say if it was the RNC. You want to spread. You want to make sure you're talking to people of different walks of life and so forth. You know? Now, when the question was changed up a little bit, 63% of Americans said illegal immigration is good for America, but illegal immigration is bad. So people can see it. They're just not getting the information to really know what's going on. But really, when they get the real information, it's just like the law in California. I don't know if you guys saw some of the interviews that were being done, but when the conservative commentators did the interviews, they gave them the real information. They told them what the bill was about, had the bill, said you can read it right here. It's very simple. And the vast majority of people were for the bill. There's no reason why K through, you know, kindergarten through third grader should need to know anything about sex, sexual orientation, or anything along those lines. And most parents agree with that, really, seriously. It's usually just the uber left, the uber liberal, that will tell you no way, no how. We should be able to, you know, parents shouldn't have a say. And they do. I just find it amazing that they think about this. This is a forced government mandate. You can go to jail for not educating your child. You can go to jail for not sending your kid to school. Or educating your child, I should say. Now you're going to be forced. You're going to force that child to go to a school that's teaching things that have nothing to do with the basics. Math, science, history, government, those kind of things. Gender studies is not the basics. Just not. Sexual orientation, not the basics. Those are moral values that parents should teach. Those are moral issues that parents should teach. And education should stay away from it and stay out of it. That simple. Right? But they don't see it that way. They own your kids. Remember when they used to say it took a village to raise a child? That's not what they meant. Not even close. What they meant was it takes their village to rent a child, to raise a child. That village was the school district, the school systems. And I know some of my friends are getting mad at me right now because I'm in education. It doesn't mean I agree with everything they do. Right? You have to call them on. You have to make sure you're the voice. You have to make sure that you're the one, you're the voice of sanity, that you're out there telling people truly what's going on. Show them what. That's why I play those TikToks for you. Tell people what's going on. Give them proof. Give them truth. It's really, really, really that simple. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Come on back. Going to talk about a lot more of this craziness in the next hour.